It wasn't random. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Police say a fight is what led to the shooting outside a high school in Richfield, Minnesota yesterday, killing a 15-year-old and wounding two other teens. Two suspects, 18 and 19 years old, were later arrested in Minneapolis.
An altercation possibly related to a previous dispute took place, occurred between the five students near the front entrance of the high school. During the altercation, a handgun was produced, and both juveniles were shot.
The third injury apparently from the fight. Police Chief Jay Henthorne says using search warrants, two guns were later seized from homes. In Minneapolis, just getting word of a deadly shooting involving police. Interim Chief Amelia Huffman says an officer shot and killed a man who had a loaded gun in his hand as SWAT team officers were serving warrants in a homicide investigation this morning. She says officers did provide medical aid, but the suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. The White House says President Biden's decision to deploy 3,000 troops in Europe isn't a spur-of-the-moment move.
I would not read this as a decision made based on any events over the last 48 hours or couple of days. We've been in discussion and under discussion with our partners and allies in the region where these troops are going for several weeks now.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says it's meant to reassure allies as Russia continues its troop buildup near Ukraine's border, though diplomatic efforts also continue. The U.S. deployment includes 2,000 troops heading from North Carolina to Poland and Germany and 1,000 shifting from Germany to Romania. Hundreds of flights canceled with another big winter storm on the march.
Impact stretch from Texas to Maine. All modes of weather are possible. Chances for rain, sleet, ice, and snow have states like Oklahoma bracing for impact.
Fox Weather's Hunter Davis in Oklahoma City. Some areas could get more than a foot of snow before the system heads out Friday. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
The U.S. has a new goal for reducing cancer deaths.
President Biden is outlining a plan to reduce cancer deaths by 50% over the next 25 years, an ambitious goal that's part of the Cancer Moonshot. The moonshot was first initiated in 2016 when the president was vice president, an issue deeply personal after the death of his eldest son, Beau, to an aggressive brain cancer a year earlier. President Biden will assemble a cancer cabinet, officials from more than a dozen agencies, with the goal of improving treatment and reducing out-of-pocket costs for patients. President Obama first announced the moonshot with $1.8 billion in research funding. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Well, doctors say two men who had leukemia have been cured with a gene therapy that turns the patient's own cells into cancer killers. Researchers from the University of Pennsylvania writing about the two cases in the journal Nature say there was no sign of cancer a decade after the men were treated. The one-time treatment is now used by thousands around the world to treat certain blood cancers. Opening ceremonies aren't until Friday, early morning, U.S. time, for the Winter Olympics in Beijing, but competition is now underway, beginning with two events today.
Curling, mixed doubles. The United States defeated Australia 6-5. Luge, men's singles and training runs. Tomorrow, curling and luge continues, and four other Olympic events will commence competition, including women's hockey. The United States will face off against Finland in a preliminary round game Thursday. Also, ski jumping on the schedule tomorrow, as well as alpine skiing and freestyle skiing. Jared Max, Fox News.
A sudden resignation at CNN. President Jeff Zucker stepping down, announcing that he failed to disclose a personal relationship after allegations of sexual harassment led to last year's firing of Chris Cuomo. Zucker says he wishes his tenure had ended differently after 9 years heading the media company. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.